Good morning. It's been a wonderful day. Today we talk of something very, very different. We've been talking of female hairline design. Today we are jumping into male hairline design. African male hairline design. Okay? So we have our brother here, Madi, all the way from Uganda. Okay? So how do you design a male hairline design? Okay? I've already drawn it anyway, but just try to explain also into details what makes this different with the female hairline design. As you can see, the midpoint, frown up. The frontalis muscle should not move along the hairline. And then again, frontal temporal should look sharper, okay? So when you go and have a cut, you should have this sharp looking, should not be like bending inside or like an S. No, it should at least look sharper to have that natural looking male hairline design. And then from the lower chin to the bottom of the nose, then from the bottom of the nose to the glabella, this the glabella here, and then from that upper, then that's where we get the midpoint. Yeah. So this hairline looks really, really, you think it's straight, but then again, it's not straight because Madi has never had a straight hairline before. It has to curve in a bit, but then again, we give natural looking, sharper temporal angle. Okay? And then this, look at this side. Angulation here, flush towards the ear. So this is what we are going to achieve to get proper angulation. So from this, we flush them towards the ear because this hair, that's how they slip on, like they slip on the belly likes. So we have to achieve proper angulation, flushing temples towards the ear, moving around 5 degrees, 10 degrees, 15 degrees, 25 degrees, 30 degrees. It's acute all the way along the hairline. So that's how we get a natural looking male, a natural looking African male hairline design. Thank you.